stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Oh, glory to God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I tell you what. There was a song I had on my list, my first list. And, you know, Ricardo said, you know, man, I just can't, got so much going on in my head. I can't sing. And I tell you what, but we got to dare to believe this morning. Amen.
Can I say something real quick? I just got something on my heart. Got to get it off. You know, she was talking about 2013 and the Azusa Street revival. You know, in order for that revival to hit, there had to be active participation for the people to reach out and ask God for that and believe God for that. And then their hearts had to be willing to receive all of that. And you know, it could be as simple, I'm raising my hand. Lord, I want that. Imagine if all of us raised our hand and said, Lord, we want that right here at New Life. It takes an active participation. It could be more, I mean, you know, we sing that song, The Devil May Have Your Feet fettered to the ground. Lift your foot. Break whatever it is on you that's holding you back from pressing in to what releases that to us. I want to see New Life bigger, better. I want people to be driving by and seeing, I've got to get into that church. There's something in that church that I need. And it takes an active participation out of all of us. If there's somebody that you've not seen for a while, tell them to come back. We miss you. Send a card. Say something. Yes. Just to let them know that we love them, that New Life is here to stay. We're not going anywhere.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you dare to believe today? Oh, come on. You know, that song's been around a long time. It's just something about that song that just gets me every time, because you know what? I've been surrounded this year. The enemy was all around. You know what God's kept doing? He kept, come on, just keep standing on the rock. I'm there. You're going to get out of this. You're going to get out of this. Just keep standing. Just keep believing. No matter what the doubters tell you, the doctors, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody, you just keep trusting Jesus, and you'll see, and it won't be long that what? That God is right, and the doubters are wrong. Come on. All right.
I dare to believe. Come on. Anybody else? keep trusting Jesus. You'll see it won't be long. That God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen.
Track and got doing a lot of battling, but about once every 2 months we're going to be going out and we're going to minister. There are churches that had said, would you all come to our church and minister? And you know what, we're going to fulfill that this year. We're going to go in and we're going to take the message of daring to believe God. Amen. That just may be our theme. I don't care if that song's 25-30 years old. It's what it's done for us, to dare to believe, and the other churches are waiting to hear it. Amen. And we're going to do that. Not going to wear ourselves out, but you know, God's going to open up the doors. We're going to take our praise team. And you know what? We need you all to go with us. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not saying we're going to California. We're going to go right around here. Dare County, Greene County, Taylor County, Russell County. We're going to go out and we're going to say, you know what? We want to work with you. We want to come alongside you. Amen. We're all in this together. Amen.
Amen.
You got something I need, and I got something you need. Amen, Brother Ricardo.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, we're going to do one more worship song. We're going to shout to the Lord this morning. Amen. My Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Let's shout to Him this morning.
Yeah.
praise you. Hallelujah, church. The curse of sin is broken. The promise has come. And with that promise comes everything you could need or desire. And his name is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We worship. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. Praise God. Before I turn the mic over to Brother Tim and prayer requests, and I want to sing happy birthday to my two oldest granddaughters. Kaylin will be 19 tomorrow night. Actually, she won't be 19 till about 6:30 tomorrow night, Somerset time.
6:32.
And born on New Year's Eve. And our other granddaughter, Mackenzie, birthday is Thursday. Amen. 2 years, 3 days later. And 17, I tell you, we are blessed. And I want to sing happy birthday to them. Embarrass them real good. I mean, you know, you always get embarrassed. You kind of get used to it if your pastor is your daddy or your pastor is your grandparents. I mean, you're always going to be embarrassed because they're always going to be talking about you. You're in their sermons. You are their sermons, you know. You are their sermons. So we're going to sing happy birthday to them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.